Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Hector Lopez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Horace Clark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hamilton. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Steve Hamilton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Hicks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson bunts towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a fly ball into right field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton now playing right field. Tom Tresh now playing center field. Hector Lopez now playing left field. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair takes first base on ball four. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Adair moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is walked intentionally. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adair tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John takes first base on ball four. Barry moves to third. Romano moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball four. Barry scores. Romano moves to third. John moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romano scores. John scores. Buford moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Jim Hicks. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-1 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-1 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adair moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Clark catches it and throws to second to double up Adair. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clinton moves to second. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-1 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Clinton moves to third. Howard moves to second. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Roy White pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 2 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Bouton now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Richardson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bouton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Gibbs pinch hits for Jim Bouton. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dooley Womack now pitching. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. John takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford bunts towards the mound. Womack fields it and throws to first for the out. John moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Agee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson misplays the ball. That's an error on Richardson. John scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-3 in the game. Richardson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a line drive into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Howard hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Womack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-3 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive towards short. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and New York Yankees, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.